A Sedalia woman has been charged with a felony for an alleged incident last week in Pettis County. According to a probable cause statement filed with the Pettis County Circuit Court, at about 1 p.m. on Thursday, February 23rd, officers with the Sedalia Police Department were dispatched to the 300 block of South Engineer Avenue in regards to an incident involving an alleged domestic assault. Upon arrival, officers spoke with a male victim who was sitting outside the residence and reported to officers that 46-year-old Sheila Carwile had attacked him with a baseball bat. Officers then noticed marks on the victim's back, which reportedly were consistent with being hit with a large stick. According to online court documents, Carwile has been charged with a Class D felony for domestic assault in the second degree. Bond was set at $5,000 cash or surety. A case hearing for Carwile is scheduled for 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 7th in the Pettis County Circuit Court in Sedalia. A building that was torn down near the Marshall Square on Saturday currently is being cleaned up by Marshall Municipal Services crews. Director of Marshall Municipal Services Bill Anderson said the process will take a few days, but he says he's hoping it'll be finished by the end of this week. Anderson says more than municipal services took part in the tearing down process.
The tear down was done primarily by municipal services, but municipal utilities, both the electric department and the water department, have assisted with personnel and equipment.
Anderson says the final dollar figure the project will cost the city should wind up being close to the estimate.
I do not have the overall cost until we get done, but our estimate for the disposal of everything was between $5,000 and $10,000. There's going to be some additional costs with backfill and additional gravel that we may have to purchase, but those should be fairly small.
Anderson says the lot, which is directly behind the gym, the Wonder Dog Memorial Garden, will remain vacant for the time being. He says the city has received some tentative offers, but nothing has been decided as of yet. Anderson said this is the final demolition project before the city's crews start work on the city streets. He said demolitions are scheduled to pick up again this fall. Since City Administrator Dave Hoagland was hired in September and started his job in early October of 2016, city employees have torn down four old, dilapidated houses and two old buildings, the other being in the 200 block of West Arrow Street. The Missouri Department of Transportation has some road work scheduled to begin today in Carroll County. According to a news release, MoDOT has scheduled drainage work on Route E from Routes EE to Route 00 with an estimated completion date of Wednesday, March 1st. All work is weather permitting. And also, the Missouri Department of Transportation has a couple of roadwork projects scheduled today in Cooper County. According to a news release, MoDOT has scheduled daylight roadside maintenance on Route 5 between I-70 and Route 50 with an estimated completion date of Friday, March the 3rd. Also scheduled is daylight roadside maintenance on Route D between Route 87 and Route O with completion by Friday, March the 10th. One lane will be open and crews will flag traffic through the work area during each project. All work is weather permitting. For more information on MoDOT projects, call 1-888-ASK-MoDOT or visit the website www.modot.org. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.